Hi, I'm Philly Mays.
And I'm Sammy Hayes.
And we're here for the Fantasy Football Sadness Kit, the all-in-one solution to your fantasy football heartbreak.
Have you had a tough fantasy season? Did you draft David Johnson or Aaron Rodgers? Or is your last name Walsh? Well, don't worry, we are here to help.
With the Fantasy Sadness Kit, dealing with your lost season is a breeze. Our kit includes a comfort blanket.
Ooh, lavender scented.
4 pints of ice cream.
Rocky Road seems fitting.
Romantic movies like The Notebook and The Vow.
Oh yeah, Nicholas Sparks, you get me.
And of course, weakness tissues to wipe away your eye waters. This product is proven effective on even the saddest and most pathetic fantasy players. It will work for you too.
We guarantee it.
To demonstrate, here's our past loser, John. Watch this.
Wow, I can't believe my eyes. Buying all these products separately can be expensive, and you're too busy crying buckets of tears to leave your basement. With the Fantasy Sadness Kit, we'll deliver everything right to your door.
With this exclusive offer, you can get our fantasy kit for only $19.99.
But that's not all. For a limited time, we'll double your offer, so you and your terrible fantasy football playing friend or brother can be sad together.
Just call 1-800-69-69-69.
Call now.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sam here. I'm here with Jared Adabalduya Andrews. We're here to talk about the Week 15 coming up action in the Go Big or Go Home Fantasy Football League.
Yes, we are. Double the fantasy, double the fun.
Yeah, well, not for us, per se, but...
Hey, well, you know, as luck would have it, I had one my best week of the season last week on my bye week.
By accident.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you'll take it where you can get it, I guess.
And maybe we'll get some momentum going.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can talk about, to kick it off, we'll talk about our first playoff week.
Yeah.
We only had 2 matchups, so our first matchup was between Alshon of the Dead and Princess Yum Yum. Princess Yum Yum got a big win over Alshon of the Dead.
Crushed him. Alshon is indeed dead.
Yes, finally. He was showing some, you know, he was doing pretty well. He had that skid a little bit towards the end of the season, but he really pushed it to get into the playoffs there towards the end. Some of us thought he might lose all the way out and miss the playoffs.
He had a nice season.
Yeah,
just quickly to recap that one. Tyler made a very curious start in his flex spot. He went with Tyon Green. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm not going to bother figuring out how to pronounce it because he seems irrelevant. Tyler slid him in as one of his flex spots, and he posted a whopping 1.5 points. Not really sure what he was going for there. He had D.D. Westbrook, who had been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Not that it ended up mattering for the final outcome, but that was one of the stranger starts I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, especially like you said with D.D. Westbrook. Even like Peyton Barber or Doug Martin, I don't know that I would have started Tyon over him. But I guess I can see his thinking because Abdullah was out. I thought the narrative I had heard was that they were going to use Theo Riddick a lot, which they did. He had a gigantic week.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe, especially against that terrible Tampa defense, I guess Tyler was just kind of bought into the hype a little bit too much, but, I mean, maybe he thought he had to swing for the fences there, and that was kind of a glory play. Who knows?
Okay. But yeah, I'll buy that one.
Yeah,
it didn't end up mattering too much. Yeah. Brandon just had himself a whopper of a week.
Yeah, again, DeAndre Hopkins showed up. Jordan Howard had a monster game against Cincinnati. Alex Collins.
We were talking about Howard last
too.
Week.
Yeah.
How bad he had been the past couple weeks and how really no hesitation to start him.
Right.
And even in a somewhat tough matchup, and what do you know? he comes out and has a huge game.
Yep. All right, to our other matchup, slightly more heartbreaking. I got torched by Mathis by 0.36 points. I was talking to Jared about this before we started recording, and it obviously it sucks to lose by that little, but there's so many different things that could have happened that just didn't. So it's, you know, I was watching that game, Dolphins versus New England, and it was funny that Monday night I was busy doing something. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, I was doing trivia. And so I wasn't paying attention to the game. I had just kind of assumed that I had lost. I thought that New England would be decent or good enough against the Dolphins to not really make a difference in my matchup. Then I came back, and I think what notified me to pay attention to the game was a text from Blake that said, wow, I didn't think that this matchup between Mathis and Sam would be close after Sunday, and it ended up being kind of close. So I started watching, and you know, obviously fell 3 yards short about. But it could have been anything. One more, you know, Thielen dropped a touchdown pass. Travis Kelce dropped 3 touchdown passes. There's, you know, there's so many things that could have happened. It's hard to, you know, put it on Drake, who's been, you know, outstanding for me the last 2 weeks. So it's just one of those things. You know, a ton of things could have happened to make it go the other way, and they didn't. So, and, you know, I do want to commend Mathis for having the stones to start Dak Prescott. I don't know that I would have done that with how he's been playing, but he did it, and obviously he performed more than double as well as Cam Newton fantasy-wise. So I will, you know, give a shout out for that.
Good. Shout out to you, Mathis. Great job. Dak, yeah, he had the week before he was okay. He had 14 points, but before that he had just been abysmal for a couple of weeks, and he delivered Mathis the win. Yeah,
so I can hardly feel bad about losing because of that. So yeah, I don't know if there's any other major news. I guess Aaron Rodgers coming back this week.
Oh yeah, big
so
time.
So I don't know who owns him in our fantasy league right now. Do you know?
I'll look it up in a sec. I just want to mention one thing real quick about your matchup with Mathis being as close as it was, and it was 0.36 points that Mathis had the margin of victory there.
Uh-huh.
He had Sterling Shepard started, who had -9 rushing yards. So imagine if Mathis had lost by 0.2 or 0.3 points, and that had made the difference. Just one fluke rushing attempt from Shepard.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty devastating. That's pretty much what it came down to, really. I mean, if any of our players would have had one extra run or one worse run, that could have made all the difference. It's pretty crazy.
Right, for sure.
Looks like Kevin owns Aaron Rodgers, Kevin, so he's going for that toilet bowl championship. Good on him.
Savvy. Good job, Kevin.
All right, well, should we just jump into our full slate of matchups this week?
Yeah, let's do just that. Kevin's my opponent. Wonderful. Is he starting Aaron Rodgers? Loading the page.
I would assume he is. Right. No, he's not. Well, not right now.
He has Cousins.
I mean, I can't imagine he doesn't start Rodgers.
I would.
I mean,
even at Carolina, I mean, I got to go with this. One of the top 2 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Green Bay's in a must-win situation the rest of the year, and obviously he has a history of, you know, tearing it up the last part of the season to make the playoffs, so yeah, that's kind of a must-start. So should we just jump into your matchup there?
Yeah, so let's see what I have going on. Oh, I have Indy playing against Denver. Well, I'm starting Denver. Denver playing against Indy right now.
Yeah.
They're doing okay. It's almost halftime. They've given up, 10 points, and they don't seem like they have any. I haven't been watching the game, but it doesn't seem like they have a whole lot else going on, so maybe they're on their way back down after the best performance of the year last week.
Yeah, looks like Kevin has Jack Doyle going, who hasn't done a whole lot yet.
Okay, that's good news.
Which is surprising, because Denver's been pretty bad against the tight end. I'm assuming that's why Kevin felt good about doing that.
Let's see. Oh, he has another tight end going. He's also starting Rudolph, who is listed as questionable. Mm-hmm. He did not practice Thursday. Also sat out Wednesday. He might not even play.
Interesting.
And Kevin, kind of a mistake here on his part managing wise. He left Doyle on the flex.
Right, yeah, he should have put him in that tight end spot so he would have had more flexibility with the, you know, to move Rudolph out if he doesn't end up starting.
Sure, sure. And on my side, I have Juju coming off his suspension. He's got a questionable tag. Looks like he had a limited practice on Thursday with those that hamstring that's been giving him some trouble.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I may not end up starting him if that's going to be an issue again, because he has not performed too well over the past month.
Yeah, that New England game is going to be kind of a wild game anyway. You don't know who
that's a nice matchup.
Well, yeah, I can see that being pretty high scoring, but yeah,
we'll see. Otherwise, pretty much the status quo for me, other than Theo Riddick, I guess, who I just picked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a chance against the Bears.
Yeah, that should probably be a pretty good flex play.
I need Antonio Brown to continue his superhero-like efforts. He's had 30-plus points in three of the last four games.
Right.
It would be just wonderful if he could post one more this week, get me the win, and just put me in a secure place out of the toilet bowl.
Yeah, that's the one thing, too, I guess, about why I didn't feel that bad about losing to Mathis. At least I wasn't in the toilet bowl. That's a whole nother stressor that I'm... at least I'm free.
I've managed to avoid the toilet bowl in our previous seasons. Really would like to keep that streak going.
Yeah, well... But right now...
Kevin's already been there. He knows what the deal is. Like, put him back in.
Yeah. All right, shall we move on to our other Toilet Bowl semifinal?
Yes.
All right, well, we've got the Iron Cougar Outlaws versus Chronic Bronchitis. Looks like John isn't starting a QB right now. Interesting. Looks like he did pick up Nick Foles.
He's got Nick Foles and Blake Bortles, the two guys that you would just love to see starting.
That's really getting into Sam Rapp's head about who's going to start there. Let's see.
You know, Rapp as a kind of interesting decision to make for his quarterback. He has Stafford going against the Bears, which is not a bad matchup. Mm-hmm. Or he has Goff, who's in Seattle, normally a terrible matchup, and you would never start him, but Seattle's defense has been kind of getting picked apart. Even Blake Bortles had a nice week against him.
Well, yeah, and Carson Wentz tore them up, didn't he?
Yes.
So, that's a tough decision.
Deshaun Watson did earlier in the year.
And
that was before some of the injuries.
Yeah, and Matt Stafford, I watched a little bit of that Tampa game, and he was injured during that. You know, his hand is messed up.
Right.
I kind of feel like that's going to be a low-scoring game against Chicago. Chicago, I feel like, can play them pretty well and keep that score down, so I don't know. That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Josh Gordon going. He's been doesn't look like he's missed any time at all.
Yeah, he came right back, and he's looked pretty solid for 2 weeks. Yeah. I would definitely start him.
He's got the Crow versus Baltimore, which is a little bit scary.
Did he just pick him up, or has he kept him?
I think he's had him the whole year. I don't think he ever gave up hope.
Okay, he just had his first 100-yard game of the year this past week.
Wouldn't that be funny if that was the only week he had 100 yards was when he didn't play?
Yeah, for us.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like
he's going with two Browns. I wonder if this is the first week anyone started two Browns.
I would, at least definitely in our league.
It probably is.
Looks like he's banking on Robert Woods coming back.
Yeah, against Seattle.
Well, they have so many injuries. That probably might be okay. And Philly versus, for defense, Philly versus the Giants. That's probably pretty good. Looks like Kevin. Get these Walsh brothers mixed up when they're in the toilet bowl.
Right.
Got a good pair of running backs
Yeah, for sure.
Jonathan Stewart.
And Jonathan Stewart, yeah. Too. Yep, he's had a couple of nice games in a row. He's on a bit of a touchdown streak.
I would be surprised if he didn't make a change there at his defense, because San Francisco, Jimmy G is the real deal. So I don't know
Agreed.
About playing Tennessee versus San Fran, but there might be not another option out there.
Boy, I don't know. That's Tennessee's defense is not good either.
No. Yeah. So they're not even a good defense against a good matchup, and San Francisco just looks to be getting better. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on to the fifth place matchup, the one that everyone is really watching.
Yeah. The matchup that hardly counts.
I mean, to illustrate how invested I am into this matchup, I have just picked up and I'm starting Mitch Trubisky as a glory play.
I love it.
I mean, gotta have some fun at this point, right? So, and
Tyler's really going for it, though. He picked up Buck Allen.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yeah. Maybe he's gonna keep him for next year.
I mean, honestly, that I don't know why else he would have picked him up other than that, which is interesting.
I have no idea.
Maybe he knows something that we don't. You can never discount that.
He also picked up Dalvin Cook.
I bet he'll keep Dalvin Cook. I wonder where he'll go next year in the draft. That could be interesting.
That's a good question. I was having some conversations about where players will go in next year's draft, and some of the names that we came across were Kamara.
He'll go super high.
And he has just continued to rise. Like, he's played so well that even as basically the number two in terms of touches on his team, he still could be a first round pick.
At this point I would say he's almost certainly going to be a first round pick, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if he plays well these next couple weeks and doesn't give anyone a reason to doubt him, why would he not be like a top eight
pick? Which is crazy because he's not even the starter on his own team.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like a supercharged Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman. It's crazy
But
the Saints have been successful when he's playing like that, so I mean, you kind of got to keep it up.
And their offense tanked when he was hurt last week. They need him.
Yeah.
And another name we talked about, actually, who Tyler has here, is Julio. And his numbers on the year look okay, but he had 47 points in that one game, and other than that, he hasn't had a single game this year with more than 16. So where does he fall to next year? He's not going to be a first round pick for sure. Is he even a second round pick?
Julio, yeah, that's going to be super interesting. It's weird to think of him not being a first rounder.
I know. I mean, he's so talented. I mean, he's still a really tremendous player. He's just not putting up the fantasy production. Not getting consistent 100 yard games. He's not scoring touchdowns, which has been an issue with him for years.
Yeah. You know, Atlanta's offense overall has been kind of neutered this year, and you kind of have to think it's on the change of offensive coordinators, because nothing really else has changed.
Sure.
So,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, maybe they make a move there. I don't know. That could affect it.
And Tevin Coleman might be gone next year. He's going to be a free agent. He might want an opportunity to be the bell cow guy somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
I wonder where he'd go.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm trying to think of who really needs a running back.
Really, Detroit. Why wouldn't Detroit not take a chance on him?
Maybe Detroit.
They haven't had a single 100-yard rusher in, 4 years?
Yeah. Even, like Tampa Bay. I mean, Doug Martin's had some injury issues. And
his contract might be up, too.
Yeah, could be interesting. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to say about our matchup. I'm not paying that much attention to it.
But let me ask you this. Who do you think goes higher in a draft? Well, no. Who do you think goes for more money in our draft next year? Julio or Thielen?
Ooh. I feel like my gut says Julio, but the analytics would say Thielen by a lot.
And who do you think scores more points next year? Maybe that's not a great question because we know Julio puts up all of his points in a couple different games.
Right.
But
If you're asking me who I'd rather have, I'd probably say Thielen, but...
I think I would, too.
Yeah, because let's see, I'm just going to look real quick at how many... So, Thielen is the 42nd highest scorer in our league this year, and Jones is 48, so they're actually pretty close.
Right, right, in total points, they're pretty close.
Thielen has been so much more consistent, obviously.
It's been very steady,
so,
yes.
Obviously, you prefer that. So, I don't know, that's interesting. I guess we'll see what kind of happens at the end here and if what other changes happen. I mean, yeah, Thielen, he's been a huge surprise this year.
He's been tremendous. I mean, for a time he was, I think, in the top five of receivers
of
the week.
He's kind of been the Edelman for the Vikings. That's kind of how I see him.
He's like Edelman plus. He does a little bit more than Edelman did for New England.
I mean, I've watched a good amount of the Vikings games this year because I've been watching him, and he's legitimately very talented. So
I agree.
I mean, and
great route runner, gets open easily.
And he makes moves in the open field too. A lot of his long touchdowns this year were because he made a guy miss, or made a couple guys miss, and then he just ran down the field. So yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Yeah. The Vikings are loaded with talent too. I mean, Diggs, that's an interesting case there too.
That offense could be really explosive next year with those two receivers. If Case Keenum keeps rolling, if he's their starter next year, and then Dalvin Cook coming back.
You know what's crazy? That quarterback situation they're going to have there. They're going to have...
If Keenum keeps playing well, it's pretty easy.
If Keenum takes him anywhere in the playoffs, I think he'll remain the starter. But you can't imagine the Vikings are going to sit on Teddy for that long.
What do you do with him? Because the organization loves him, the players love him. They raved about him even before the injury, and they still speak very highly of him now. So there's something there in his personality and leadership.
Yeah, I don't know. That's gonna be interesting for sure. Case Keenum, he was their third string quarterback.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's talk about the
actual championship playoffs.
The third.
Yeah.
And look at those projections. Those are some real football teams.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to make it to the semifinals.
Brandon scoops up Matt Ryan after he was dropped.
He's projected to score 22 points, which seems kind of crazy for even Matt Ryan playing Tampa. Man,
Brandon's really buying low here. Matt Ryan had 7 points and just under 7 points his past two games.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hopkins has a questionable tag.
He'll play for sure.
Let's see what that says. I'm probably not serious, but didn't practice Thursday. Wasn't listed on Wednesday's report. Gosh, I don't know. I'm always wary of these late week injuries. They often seem to turn out to lead to the guy sitting, even if you don't expect it.
Well, here's the deal, though. If he sits, then Jacksonville defense looks even more juicy.
Oh yeah.
So.
And Brandon could always plug in Jarvis Landry, so he's in fine shape there. Replacing.
It's not that big of a risk.
Yeah. Brandon has pretty much a team full of guys that he's picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Funchess, Murray. I feel like we talk about this almost every week, but he has Murray, Collins, Funchess, and Ryan, all pickups.
Yep.
Good pickups. And Lewis.
And Ebron, right? Did you say Ebron?
Well, Ebron is not a good player, but
still a pickup.
He is a pickup. Oh, we got to go through his team. Still loaded.
Yep.
Still has Russell Wilson and Mark Ingram somehow. I'm not sure how he came about those guys, but they're very good.
Yeah, Mark Ingram and Le'Veon Bell, that's a juicy tandem there. Kelsey, probably the best tight end in the league this year. Minnesota D versus Cincinnati is probably pretty good, too. Cincinnati's been hot and cold this year, mostly cold.
Hey, gosh, this... this is a really solid looking lineup for Gunther. Nice matchups. This could be about a 140 point week.
A lot of it is going to hinge on that Seattle Rams game. I think it's going to be high scoring, yeah, for sure. But if it's low scoring, that could really, you know, turn the tide there.
Certainly could. He's a couple of guys in the Pittsburgh. One guy? Yeah, no, he's a couple guys in the Pittsburgh New England game too. Burkhead and Bell. Yeah. Could be another high score.
Yep.
And all right, anything else with this one?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mathis versus Blake.
Maybe we'll finally find out why he's here.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not gonna speculate at this point. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mathis lining up all these questionable players.
Oh my gosh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That might be the most I've ever seen. Six guys in his starting lineup with the questionable tag.
You know what's curious is last week Mathis started Dak over Cam, which ended up working pretty well in his favor.
Yeah.
Now he's made the switch, and Dak has a pretty juicy matchup against Oakland.
That's an interesting one.
He's
going with Cam against Green Bay.
Exactly, and I mean, we talked about how we kind of think Green Bay is going to rally around Aaron Rodgers.
I think so.
So that's maybe that'll change, but that seems pretty interesting right now.
Yahoo has Cam projected for one more point than Dak. Maybe that's what Mathis's reasoning is.
Yeah, I don't know. He also has Jordy sitting right now, which also, if Aaron Rodgers plays, I can't imagine he's going to start Ted Ginn over Jordy.
I'd start Jordy. If Rodgers is starting, I'm starting Jordy, no question.
Yeah.
His numbers with Rodgers as a starting QB over the past couple years are really incredible. Well, both of them, I mean, obviously Jordy had that one missed season a couple years ago, but over the past, like, whatever it is, 40-something games, I think I saw, with those two both starting, I think Jordy had the second most fantasy points scored behind Brown.
Right.
For receivers.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, yeah, there's no way you're going to sit Jordy for that. Looking at Blake's team, let's see. He's got a couple juicy matchups there for his running backs. Freeman against Tampa Bay, obviously you love that. Gurley, you love him pretty much against anyone.
Sure.
Keenan
Allen continuing to roll.
Kansas City has been trash.
Yeah.
You got that big Tom Brady and Brandon Cooks stack there against Pittsburgh. Again, that's going to be, you know, 1/5 of his lineup is in that game, and that game could go either way. It could be high scoring or super low scoring. You know, it's hard to tell. So. Yeah. So we'll see.
Ooh, we have New Orleans against the Jets. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
Good start there. Especially since the Jets are going with their backup QB, who I do not think will move the ball.
I do not either.
And Blake also is going with Kerwin Williams, starter in his flex.
Yeah.
Williams has been solid the past couple games. Averaged right around nine points. Yeah, I mean, Blake is basically just filling a spot there until Elliott comes back next week.
Yeah, if he can survive until Elliott comes back, man, are we in for a showdown in the championship?
Yeah, it'll be a real heavyweight match.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, I don't have anything else.
Great stuff. Okay. Any other fantasy or NFL news worth mentioning here?
I'm thinking, I don't think so. I don't think there's really been anything else big going on.
Okay.
Just another week in the books.
How about Friday? Have any plans for Friday?
I'm thinking about going to the movies.
Movies?
Yeah.
What's out this week?
What was that one movie? The original, it was directed by
Coco, I think.
What was that?
Coco? No? Is that not the one? That came out a couple weeks ago,
no,
I think.
I can't remember who directed this new one, but the original was directed by
Indiana Jones.
No, that Harrison Ford was in it.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. That's not the
no,
one?
No, I don't think so. George Lucas?
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's it. That's the one. Star Wars. Pretty good, I think.
I think I'll see that tomorrow. We'll see. See how I feel about it.
All right, good deal. Maybe I'll go too.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Maybe I also bought a sweater, especially for the occasion to go see it. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be silly, wouldn't it? Alright, well, thank you everybody, and good luck to those of you in meaningful games this week. Me and Tyler will enjoy ourselves as we battle for fifth. But until then, good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, enjoy the football, and enjoy Star Wars.
Adios, everyone.